Beth Beeman, on behalf of Howmet Playhouse, good morning to you.
Good morning. Absolutely. It's on daily at my house.
Let's do a nice formal introduction. First of all, we are in the middle of our pledge, our spring membership drive, 866-677-9488, WGVU.org. Certainly looking forward to those calls and that web click. But until then, the programming continues hard. And we do put the spotlight on our northernmost listening area, our North Shore Arts Quarter. Beth Beeman, on behalf of Howmet Playhouse, good morning, and we've got a lot to talk about.
Good morning. Yes, we do. It's a busy time now that the Playhouse is back open after a two-month hiatus. We've got a little bit of things going on. We had an amazing concert with a band called Tata this week. They're from Ireland and had the house rocking, so things are cooking up there.
All right, we have a special guest.
Yes, we do. With us today is Eric Smith. He and I have been friends for more than 20 years, and he is an amazingly talented guitarist on his own, along with his wife. They're a great duo, the Smiths, not the other Smiths. and Eric has been involved with the Arts Council of White Lakes Guitar Fest and for several years, and he's here to chat a little bit about that. So what can you tell us about Guitar Fest, Eric?
Yeah, thanks, Beth. Good morning. Coming up on Saturday, March 25th, which is just a week and a day away, the Arts Council of White Lake is proud to host the 6th Annual White Lake Guitar Festival. The Guitar Fest will be held at the Arts Council of White Lake Nuveen Center in beautiful downtown Whitehall at 106 East Colby Street. We'll have workshops and discussions and a concert, and we want to create a really positive and inspiring environment where guitarists can get together and talk about the instrument that they love and meet other guitarists too, and gain some practical strategies on how to improve their guitar playing.
So is this workshop for anyone? If you've just picked it up last week, or is this, you know, or you've been playing for a long time, is this really for anyone?
Yeah, we're trying to create these workshops for all levels and ages.
That's awesome. So is this what year is this?
Our sixth year.
Sixth year.
Yep.
Wow. And we've been fortunate enough to partner at the Howmet Playhouse with the Arts Council and Guitar Fest for the last couple of years. And
right.
This year we've got an amazing guitarist coming to do a concert Saturday night.
Yeah, Billy McLaughlin.
And we're going to hope to get Billy on the line as well here as we go forward.
Do you have that number for me?
I do. So tell me a little bit more about what people can expect the day of Guitar Fest.
Sure. The Guitar Fest is broken down basically into two elements. One is the workshop portion, which runs all day the 25th mm-hmm. at the Arts Council. With the workshops, we'll run three workshops at the same time, and the participants will choose which workshop they would like to go to.
Okay.
Some titles are Tools for Guitarists 1 and 2. Mm-hmm. We'll go over strumming and transposing, using a capo, stuff like that.
Okay.
We also have another thing called Songwriting for Guitar, which we'll learn the mechanics of writing a song, and
okay.
we'll actually compose a song together in the 30 minutes that we have, which is kind of a whirlwind thing, but it always works out, and it's so much fun, and it's really a cool thing.
Is that something maybe the folks that evening of concert might be able to take a listen to?
Maybe so. I don't know. Maybe we'll
really
just
fun.
Maybe we'll just get up there and do it.
It can be the warm up for Billy McLaughlin.
Right. That would be fun.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, so we have also other topics include improvisation, fingerboard exercises, right-hand arpeggios and scales and things, which we really hope we can provide something for everyone, whatever your skill level.
Wow. Hey, Billy's on the line. You want to put your headphones on
and talk to
Mr. Billy?
Absolutely. You know what? I'm going to have him go ahead and put on the headphones. Well, I guess I put them on. Good morning, Billy. This is Beth Beeman.
Good morning, Beth. So great to be with you guys.
Thanks so much for joining us.
I'm in Minnesota.
I was actually just in
Minnesota here.
I was in Minnesota two weekends ago, and it was lovely.
Good.
Just lovely.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for joining us.
Yes. I'm so excited to be coming for this event that Eric has worked so hard on. and it's such a wonderful connecting point with the community through music.
Absolutely. And, you know, I've listened to quite a bit of your music, and I'm amazed at your story. And for the listeners out there who don't know kind of your background, would you share that with us?
Sure. You know, growing up, all I ever really wanted to do was play guitar, and that's what I dedicated myself to. And midway into my career, with a recording deal and international distribution, that dream kind of went south, I guess you could say. I developed a neurological condition called focal dystonia, and the only way that I could kind of work towards my own musical future was to take on kind of a, you know, unlikely comeback, which was that I had to teach myself to play guitar upside down, essentially, to flip from being a right-handed guitar player to being a left-handed guitar player. And that's kind of like if you sit down at your computer and you want to answer your emails and you put your hands, you crisscross your hands when you're going to get ready to type, you know, something that's so easy and so quick, right? Answer your emails or Facebook.
And for, I mean, I am not a guitar player at all. So the idea of being able to do it one way is miraculous, let alone being able to flip it around and do it the other way. What was the process? You know, and it, was it one note at a time?
Yeah, absolutely. It was, you nailed it. It was absolutely, you know, having to deal with the frustration again of like that feeling of flipping your hands over on the typewriter, the keyboard. It makes everything that worked yesterday no longer worked for me today. So I had to literally, you know, dive into that challenge. And when people ask, Billy, how long did it take? I tell the truth. I say it took longer than it should have because I kept quitting. It was too hard for the first couple years. I mean, I really, really had a tough time sticking with it.
How has this changed you as a musician? You were talented before and still are, but what has that done for you musically as you had to relearn this?
Well, it, you know, I think the best way to say it is that every note matters twice as much now. And Eric knows we've got lots of guitar people doing incredible things on the guitar these days. And it, a lot of times it involves a lot of notes. It involves, you know, percussion and other things that are happening. For me, I think what I've done is I've looked at it like, boy, if I can play one note, I'm going to make it count.
Wow.
You know,
making it count sounds great. Yes.
Yeah, making every note count is probably the best way to sum up what is going on with me. Yep.
And on our drive down, Eric and I drove down together. It's about an hour drive down here to Grand Rapids from Whitehall. And we were chatting, and he shared a bit of a story with me about a woman who was going to take a trip to California after her house burned down and contacted you instead. Would you mind sharing that with our listeners?
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, there are some moments in our lives that are kind of transformational, right? And when you get invited like I did to participate. Yes, this longtime fan of mine was interested in having me. Well, she contacted me, yes, after her house burned down. And told me that she wanted to move on to the next, you know, it's a pretty traumatic thing to lose your house. And I told her, I said, I think you should go on vacation now. You know, she finally got her house rebuilt and they got moved in. And I told her to go to California for a couple of weeks with her kids. And she said, no, that's not what I want to do. I want some of the funding that came in to rebuild the house. She had a little extra. And she said, I want to put the Serenity Prayer to music.
Wow.
And I said, the Serenity Prayer, like the AA prayer? She said, yeah. And I said, well, that's not really a song, you know? It's not really a poem.
So the idea of, you know, taking something, you know, an experience that she had that was so tragic, her first, you know, initial response was, how can I give back and how can I help other people through this? And her choice was music.
Her choice was music, and it came through her grandfather, who carried that prayer in his wallet and shared it with her as a kid. And when she asked me about doing this, I kind of stepped back because, again, the words don't really hit you like a simple set of lyrics. They're very complicated rhythmically. But so I told her no, that I wouldn't do it. I said, nope, I can't do that. And then the next morning, I woke up and I was singing it in my head.
Goodness. Eric Smith, let's bring you into the conversation. Talented guitarist, the organizer of the White Lake Guitar Fest that we are talking about on March 25th. What's your comment here?
Well, Billy, that's pretty much what we're trying to create here is just being inspirational, in trying to create that inspirational environment for making music and meeting other people and just getting that the whole environment of being positive. And we're just really glad that you're coming and get to share your stories. And it's going to be a great day.
Billy, give us
it's going to be fantastic. And that the idea of writing something in 30 minutes, I love the songwriting in a half an hour. Like, we should share that. We should find a way to share that at the concert, Eric.
Okay.
Yeah, this was just before you came on air here with us. I said, wouldn't that be fun to have us have an opportunity to just hear that song? Maybe that can be the warm up for you.
Oh my gosh, it'd be so fun! It's a great exercise. It's a smart thing.
Very good. Well, thank you so much, Billy. We look forward to having you at the Haumet Playhouse on March 25th, and I will certainly be there in the audience cheering you on.
Great. Thank
Can't
you.
Wait.
Everybody. Yay. Have fun. Billy McLaughlin, we'll see you Saturday, March 25th, 7:30. We'll talk about how to get tickets in just a second. Eric, who do you need to attend this Guitar Fest?
Well, like I said, there's two segments to the day, basically. We have the workshops, and that is, our guest will be Billy McLaughlin, and the workshops are $35 in advance. 40 at the door, 25 for students, and those include one ticket to the Billy McLaughlin concert. And then at night, we're going to have the Billy McLaughlin concert, of course, and at the Haumet Playhouse. And he'll give an uplifting, inspirational concert. The concert is open to everyone, so you don't have to be part of the workshops in order to go to the concert, which is really a neat thing. And those are $10 in advance, $15 at the door.
Great. How do we find out more about you, Eric Smith, talented guitarist? I'm going to keep saying that.
he really is, too.
Your own website or such?
Well, actually, what you can do contact us is through the Arts Council of White Lake. You can go to their website at www.artswhitelake.org. Or call the Arts Council at 231 893-2524. Or you can go to the Howmet Playhouse website, www.howmetplayhouse.org. Or they can call the box office for tickets.
Yep, they can always call City of Whitehall at 231-894-4048. And tickets are available at the Arts Council or at the door.
Great. Diane, let's hear more from you a minute, Beth. Anything
sure.
else on our list?
You know what? We are so excited this spring to bring back our free family movie nights. Carmichael Heating and Air Conditioning is just a great art sponsor in our community. And this Saturday, March 18th, at 7 o'clock, we're showing the Disney film Moana. The new film. Yeah, it just came out on DVD, but we're showing it at the Playhouse. And it's free soda, free popcorn. You can't beat it as a night out, and so I'm just inviting everybody to come down for that.
And the Howmet Playhouse, how do we find out more about your great stage?
Oh, you can come on and see us at howmetplayhouse.org, and we're also on Facebook. There's lots of information about upcoming events there as well.
As always, thanks for your support, and making that drive down. You going to hang out for a cup of coffee or something today?
Absolutely. Sure.
All right, there you are. Thanks, Beth Veman, on behalf of our North Shore Arts Corridor. We'll see you in April.